الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فتكون لهم قلوب يعقلون بها، أو آذان يسمعون بها، فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. وقال تعالى، ربي لما حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. وقال تبارك وتعالى، ربي لا تخزني يوم يبعثون، يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. وقال تعالى، ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله وما نزل من الحق. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله، وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله، ألا وهي القلب. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. ريد دروج شريف. بسم الله، عنوان اوكيجن، حضرت مولانا احمد علي صاحب لاہوری، great عالم of not very long time ago. He mentioned in a discussion, somebody mentioned that most of the people are seeing people. There are few blind people. We know in our societies, our families, almost everyone is seeing. There may be somebody who is blind. Manana said, no, it's not like that. It is, most of the people are blind people. There are very few seeing people. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayhi, famous great wali of Allah Ta'ala, in the great, beautiful city of Baghdad, one day in hot summer months, 12 o'clock in the day, sun shining bright, he was walking with a lantern. Somebody said, Junaid, what's wrong? Something gone amiss, what's wrong? So he said, I'm looking for a human being. So all these people here, the streets are full of people. Full. He said, I don't see any, I just see animals here. I'm looking for a human being. That is, human who has got qualities of a human being. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Usmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they should see the sins of the people from the wuzu water. They should see the qualities of people. People will be raised on the day of Qiyamah like animals. A person who has got a lot of greed in him, like a dog. A person who has got filth in him, like a pig. Like that, people, whatever instincts we have got. And that is what we have to fix up. our islahi jalsa, to reform ourselves, that we can be raised up as human beings on the day of Qiyamah. And we can take out all this animalism from us. And that worse than animals, ulaika kal an'am bal hum adall, worse than animals also, that we take it out. So we are all well aware, but just to refresh our minds, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created us of two primary things. One is our body, physical body, which is made of sand and water, things of this dunya. And the other, the driving force, the power in it, is the ruh, the soul. And that comes from the above, out of this world, from Allah ta'ala it comes. Allah created all the arwah, the souls also. And Allah presented them, presented Himself to them, and asked them, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your creator, your nourisher, your sustainer, the one who does everything for you, looks after you? Am I not the one who creates you, send you, and the one you bring to return? All in one voice said, Bala, undoubtedly. That was the lesson that was taught to us. Now we are sent in dunya, and here is the exam we are writing. Whether we still maintain that is the bottom line. The oneness of Allah, whether we still believe that Allah, you are, you created me. I'm not from a monkey, na'uzu billah. Neither did my mother and father make me. My mother and father met many times, but no. And there are many husbands and wives who meet, and no children. And many that only daughters, many only sons. Normally, sons, daughters mix. But it's all in the hands of Allah, not in the parents' hands. Whether the father, mother are gynecologists also, they haven't got that in their hands. It's in the hands of Allah. Whether we came in this world, whether my shop is nourishing me now, I see. That if I don't go and work, I don't have a university degree, I don't have a shop, I don't have a farm, how will I live? What will happen to my daughter? What will have happened to my son if they don't go to university? Or is it Allah who is nourishing us? That same test we are being put through. When we have our medicine, do we believe this medicine is giving me shifa, or it's in the hands of Allah? If Allah wishes, the same medicine can make me more sick. And the doctors say, we gave you the wrong medication. Another doctor said that medication was totally wrong, and it has caused others. So is the medication our shifa, or is it in the hands of Allah? That is what we are being tested now, all the time. Where are we going to return to? Are we going to live in this dunya forever, the way we are living, our investments we have made, our properties we own, the way we have built our mansion? Is that our object, or are we going to be returning to Allah Ta'ala again? For that reason, Allah give us all tawfiq to visit the Qabristan also regularly. And going to the Qabristan, the graveyard, is not to make isal-e-sawab. That we can do anywhere, anytime. We don't have to go there. The reason for going there is to remind me, this is my final abode. I've built a huge mansion. How many bedrooms, how many, the TV room, and the lounge, and what. But this year, this is my place. How much have I prepared for year? What have I prepared for year? I've made big, big investments in dunya. I've got offshore investments. But what investment have I made for year? That is to remind us of that we go to the Qabristan. So we are here for the test, Alas to be Rabbikum. So the ruh came from there with that lesson taught to it. And here we are being tested now. The ruh is a command of Allah. If you go to the universities of Oxford, Cambridge, any other of the universities of the world, on the subject of the soul, you won't find books, you won't find shelves, you'll find a whole department devoted to it. And at the end, they still can't come to a conclusion, what is the soul? And look at the Quran Sharif on the other hand. وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask you, what is the ruh? And the answer, Allah Ta'ala, is the kalam of Allah. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Say to them, what is the ruh? مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Three words, Allah has said what it is. It is the command of Allah. When Allah's command is in you of life, you are living. If you become so ill, you go to hospital, they put you in ICU. And there they've got how many machines on you. And what things, ventilator, all, so many things. The nurses are running around, monitoring things, looking at this, making notes there. The doctor comes regularly, seeing all the report. According to that, they are doing everything. All this is done till the ruh is in the body. This command of Allah. The minute that goes out, they unplug all those machines. All the fuss and you and everything that was around that person, did stop. Nothing now, because he's dead now. Now they write out a death certificate. Now he has to go to Qabristan. So the important thing is not this body, it is the ruh. So this is all to refresh. We all know it, but it doesn't feature in our mind. Not even in the back of our mind. We are overtaken. We are overawed with this dunya. Just working for that. This must get done. That must get done. My investments, my properties, my fun, my enjoyment, my entertainment, my holidaying, my lifestyle. All these things have become important. The ruh we don't think. And the preparation of the ruh out of the question. For that reason is the Islahi Jalsa. So that we can come back again. We are running at a speed in the wrong direction. Qadam su'e marqad. Our legs are going to the qabr and we are going at high speed. And nazar su'e dunya. With our eyes we are focused fully on dunya. Kidar ja raha hai. Kidar dekh raha hai. Where are you going and where are you looking? You are going this side and you are preparing for here. You are going in front, but you are preparing for the back all the time. So this is to remind us to get that right. So as far as our physical body is concerned, we are all concerned. A little pimple comes out, I'm concerned. A little bruise, a little bit mark on my body, concerned about it. Put this medicine, go to doctor now, have to go for more treatment, etc. About the ruh, did a thought come to me that ever I have to treat my ruh? I have to get some treatment. I have to go for some tests for my ruh. Never the thought comes to us. One murid of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, was in the hospital in Bombay. And the doctors had decided they had to do some treatment. So they wanted him to sign the paper for some treatment. So he said, I'll ask my spiritual doctor first. They say, ask, what is a spiritual doctor? And who is a spiritual doctor? We are your doctors. We are treating you. So he told them, see, you people check my sugar levels. You check my cholesterol. You check my BP. All those things you are checking. But do you check how much of anger I've got in me? Do you check how much of pride I've got in me? Do you check how much of jealousy I've got in me? Do you check how much I'm unmindful of the reality of life of Akhirat? Preparing. Do you check how much I'm unmindful of Allah who is all the time watching me, who's doing everything for me? Can you? They said, no, that's beyond our domain. He said, that's a spiritual doctor. So we do our all physical things. Headache, we check up. Blood pressure is too high. This treatment, all these things. Heart problem. We go for an angiogram. They check up how many arteries are blocked, how many need some angioplasty, how many has to stents or whatever it is, all that they check. And that is the people of the world. And they do that very, very, very sadly. We as Muslims, we also in that category of the people of the world. We also all going hospitals all the time. And we are like proud, I'm going for this test, the top surgeon of the country. He's going to be attending to me. That person is going to attend. But our soul, as we are sitting here, there are many ulama also, many huffaz also, many who regard ourselves as pious, or I would like to think I am pious. Many other people think I'm pious. But who of us ever thought I have to go for a test of my ruh? That needs more attention. Did I ever once, today I'm 50, 60, 80 years old, did I go for one test of my ruh? What is the condition of my ruh? This is the Islahi Jalsa, reformation and concern of the ruh. The physical part, this physical heart also, we all worry. The ruh is in us, it's the command of Allah Ta'ala. We can't see it, we can't feel it, we can't touch it. If I give you a command, I say, so and so, get up, go there, see what's happening here, bring me water from there. You say, you can't see that command. It's a command, mean amre rabbi. It's a command of Allah Ta'ala. And as long as it's in a person, life is there. No matter how much you want to die, in fact, old long time ago, Guinness Book of Record had records of people who tried 28 times to commit suicide. And in all, like 100%, they will die. But they didn't die. It wasn't written for them. And the least expected of somebody to die, and you say, no, it's impossible. I just spoke to him now. We had a cup of tea. He couldn't be dead. It's impossible. But the reality is, it's dead. It's the command of us. So that how much? Now we are in the spiritual theater, not the medical hospital theater. And we are also going under a, doing an angiogram, checking our spiritual heart, which is what they must be the predominant worry of a Muslim. But unfortunately, as I say, we as the learned people, the ulama, the huffaz, the qurra, muftis, and shaykhul hadith and shaykhul mashayikh, we don't think about doing a spiritual test. Anyone ever of us did ever a spiritual test? But this is the most vital thing which we have to do. Muraqabah and maut. Muraqabah. Every day everyone has to go for this test. But we don't go. May Allah make it. It's not just a talk shop. And it's just not your hearing and talking. But it comes into us. That I'm a Muslim. I'm a mu'min. My way of life is not like the kuffar. Not like the people of dunya. My life is completely different. I have to be concerned about my ruh. So the ruh, its main connection is also with the heart. Which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ala inna fil jasadi mudhatun. There is a piece of flesh in the body. Idha salahat, not the human, the physical heart. Idha salahat, salahal jasadu kull. If that is right, the whole body is right. Wa in fasadat il jasadu, the whole body will be wrong. So we have to see our heart. So let us test our heart. There are beautiful tests that they are mentioned. That let us diagnose and see what's the condition of our heart. For example, if a person doesn't get tears in his eyes, in the fear of Allah, what gunas I have committed. And we all have heard of the punishment of the qabr, less or more. Or it's in our minds, it's not in our, but we know. And in any case, we all know, though it doesn't, we don't let it register. We stop it from registering that I'm going to be alone in the qabr. It's too frightening, so we just let block it off. Don't think of it. Imagine anywhere you are, all alone. And whatever you have done, the train of life is moving. We are on the platform, and so to say, the goods train. We're carrying all our goods, our amal, is moving along us on the along the platform, and we are walking. We can let it go empty. We do nothing. We can fill it with good deeds, which will turn into the form of food, fruit, the beautiful hurul ain of Jannah, the beautiful scenery, the beautiful rivers of Jannah, all the great enjoyment. Or we can fill it with our sins, which will turn into the snakes, scorpions, which will turn into the flames of the fire of Jahannam, with the malaika, with the huge, huge, heavy hammers hitting us there, we can fill it. At the end of the platform, that's where our life ends. And we jump in the train at the back. And the first halting place is the qabr. And there everything will come out. If we didn't make Allah so kind, so merciful, we can never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Just make tawbah sincere, what is called tawbah, and all that will be offloaded, your sins. All the sins, and in our life we have got unfortunately more sins than good deeds. It will be offloaded and only good will go with us. But we don't make tawbah. Today a day has passed. How much of gunas we committed, though we are here at the Islahi Jalsa. What's the condition of our namaz? We didn't think of Allah Ta'ala. We didn't care how we make our namaz. Was that namaz a credit in our account or a debit in our account? Hey, we have to think. How many other things on our phone while we are here? People in etikaf, last 10 days of Ramzan, and what are they looking on their phone? So is that etikaf if our credit or for our debit? So how many of sins? And ask ourselves as we are sitting, we are here in the Islahi Jalsa. From yesterday, Juma, we are 36 hours roughly. Did I make istighfar one time? And istighfar, just even the word astaghfirullah, or just the thought came to me, Ya Allah, make me maaf. Or all my gunas, make them maaf. Did that come to us? We got farms and farms of mass production of gunas. We got big, big factories of mass production of gunas. We got big warehouses where our gunas are stored, but not one bit of Tawbah istighfar. What will be our condition? This is not of the kuffar we are talking, not the people of dunya. We who are supposed to be and would like to say that we are concerned of our Islam, or that I'm all right, the others need this. I'm all right. Our five times namaz, what's the condition of our namaz? Is it that namaz that brings us closer to Allah? It comes in the hadith. Many people, every namaz they perform, takes them further from Allah. Every sajda they make, and they are more hated in the eyes of Allah. We don't care what kind of sajdas we make. We don't care of the quality of our namaz. Anything we buy, milk we buy, sour milk we buy, we worry of the quality. Of sour milk we worry of the quality. That it must be sour, it mustn't be sweet. That also we are worried about. The quality of salt we are worried about. Our water that comes from the tap, why is the water not tasting right? Why is the water color not right? That we are worried. But our deen, there isn't one thing that we worry. For those who regard ourselves as pious, or we would like to think we are pious, we not worried the quality of my namaz. Who's worried of the quality of my Quran tilawat? Is it right? Is it in order? Who is worried of the of anything of our deen? Today, did I read my Yasin Sharif? Did I read my 10 ayats which the Sahaba said? We don't know any wise person who doesn't read his 10 ayats and the great virtues. So many things. How much of that have we done? So let us go and see now what's the condition of our heart. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam said, Rabbi, la tukhzini yawma yub'asun. Oh Allah, don't disgrace me, don't humiliate me on the day when all will be resurrected. Who is saying? Khalilullah. Who is saying that Jibreel alayhi salam was surprised that Allah has called Ibrahim Khalilullah? Allah, Jibreel alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you have called Ibrahim Khalil. On what basis? Why is he your friend, Allah's friend, Khalilullah? What a title. Allah said, Jibreel, don't you know? He said, no, I don't know. He said, go say in his vicinity, where he is, and take my name. And when Jibreel alayhi salam, who saw Allah, who sees Allah, and he knows who Allah is, how will he take Allah's name? If Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is to come in the world and say one Allah. How he knew Allah, our hearts will burst. Mountains will be shattered. So Jibreel alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam went in a trance, awe-stricken. Allah, my Allah. My friend's name is being taken. Yeah, we are sitting and talking, and somebody else having some discussion, talking on his phone, and he talks of Fatima, and your daughter is Fatima, your wife is Fatima, your ears go there. Oh, Fatima is free talk. Not your Fatima, but it draws your attention. Allah's name. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he say, Allah, what enjoyment. Today, the name of Allah. Ask those people who got the sweetness of the name. When they make their dhikr, Allah, Allah, and one, Allah, 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 Allah. What is it? We don't know even the name of Allah. And we take the name of Allah, and we take it with that. You yourself got sweetness, and whoever will hear it will also be awe-stricken with the name. So Ibrahim alayhi salam went in a trance. When he came to normal, he said, please take Allah's name again. He said, is Allah's name so cheap that I just keep on taking Allah's name? What will you give me? He said, I have this whole flock of camels that I've got. Herd of camels, take them, but take my Allah's name. So he took Allah's name. He said again, and like this, everything Ibrahim alayhi salam had, when he had nothing left, he said, take again my Allah's name. I can't stay without hearing the beautiful name of my Allah. He said that, take all your things. I don't need any. What Jibreel alayhi salam going to do with camels and horses and oxen and cows and all that? He said, just I wanted to test. I have seen now how you love Allah. So Allah's name is so great. But for us, when we hear Adhan, Allahu Akbar, ask ourselves, as ulama who are sitting here, as pious people, does it make any effect on us? Adhan is taking place. We are talking, we carry on our conversation like nothing has happened, no change has come. Whereas when Adhan takes place, the whole system of the unseen world is a change. Shaitan runs from there, and he runs so fast that he lets loose wind also. He can't control his wind also, so fast, but it means nothing to us. And we just carry on talking, no preparation. Who, when Adhan goes, as a child, I can remember, a person walking will stand still. Adhan is going now. A person making wudu will stop his wudu. Everything would come to an end. Adhan is going now. The respect of the Adhan. Today is such a condition that good learned people, not of deen we are talking, of dunya, laughing, joking. Adhan starts, Adhan ends. No reply to Adhan, no dua after Adhan. We just carrying on. So we have to now analyze. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that Rabbi la tukhzini yawma yub'ath. Don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. Yawma la yanfa'u malu wa la banun. A reality, a fact. When no mal, your wealth, nothing is going to help you. You can have millions and billions. Even if you have them with them there, they're not going to benefit you. Wala banun, and not your children also. In fact, you'll see one another. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhihi wa ummihi wa abihi wa sahibatihi wa banihi, and will run away from it. You'll know this is my daughter, and how I loved my daughter, and I will go out of my way for my daughter. I made investments for my daughter, and my the son-in-law, I wouldn't allow him to say a word against my daughter. But there, I'll run from her. She'll run from me. Everyone worried that this person mustn't ask me for one sawab, one neki. That will yawma la info wa malu wa la banun illa man atallaha biqalbin salim. Only what will help us is a person who come with qalbi salim. And what is a qalbi salim? Let us test ourselves now. Allah reward our shaykh, jazahumullah, for teaching us. And from the teachings of Allama Alusi in Ruhul Maani, 5 tests to see what kind of a heart we have got. The first thing to see whether our heart is a good spiritual heart. There are no valves blocked. There are no arteries blocked. No necessity of stents or anything. Is the first thing is, and see, these are mufassirin. Allah said, يَوْمَ الْعَيْنْفَوْ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Mal first. So the tafsir first he makes about wealth. الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ فِي الْبِرِ. That person who spends his money in good causes, he's got a healthy heart. Now in that point, let each one of us see how much are we spending in the path of Allah. Sadaqah, charity should be part of our life. How much on a daily basis? A Muslim's hand should be such that he just goes in his pocket and he's giving here and he's giving there. And you don't have to be rich, poor also. And sadaqah is not confined to money also. If you haven't got money, and just one person just now said, there's one maid they had working, and the people became a bit ill and there, but of in need. That need, that maid said, you people do so much for us, now let me do for you. And she said, I haven't got money, anything, but I'll do extra work without pay. I'll do this for you. That is also charity. And there are many ways of charity. But what act of charity did I do today? Did I give a 1 rand? Did I give a 2 rand? What charity did I do? Charity is part of a mu'min's life. We influenced by the kuffar people of dunya, they are only all the time bring more. Lam zir le, or dal zir de, dena, that's not in our vocabulary. It's not in our life. A mu'min must be such. One person in Saudi earning 3,000 riyals, and when he lists his expenses, rental, food, electricity, whatever all, the transport, 10,000. How is he going to come? He entire constraint, financial, and he's just taking loans, and he can't pay, out of the question paying the loans. He's going, sinking deeper and deeper. A sheikh came to the masjid, and so he thought, let me go, I'll meet sheikh, I'll ask him for a solution. Sheikh heard him out and told him, give charity. He said, Sheikh, head is not right. Sheikh may be needing sleep. His head is not functioning. He came home. He said, our wife asked him, what was it? So he said, what must I say? What was it? Nothing. What must I say? So he said, what? She said, let's try it out. So from 3,000, he started giving 30 riyals. From 3,000, he was earning 30 riyals. And within a month, his tables changed. And it wasn't a year that he bought his own house. He started helping others. We don't know the value of charity. Give charity. And don't give it to get. Give it for the pleasure of Allah. And see, a person gives charity a little bit also, it kills the anger and wrath of Allah Ta'ala. You win the pleasure of Allah. You are saved from a bad death. You are guaranteed a good mort. What a great thing. Calamities which are with you go away. Calamities which are coming are blocked and they never come. So charity. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Children, the next tafsir. الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Who guides his children to the truth, to deen, to Islam. Ask ourselves, how much are we guiding our children? We encourage them. Just today we are reading, Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Sahib, his mother, her father passed away, and how she brought him up. What great love and kindness. But in two things, there was no, no compromise. Nothing. She didn't draw herself back. One was namaz. No matter how, as a little child, namaz wasn't faraz on him. Tired. You woke him up. Make your isha, then you can sleep. Never compromised on namaz. The other, they were living, mashallah, they had, Allah gave them money, and the maids working in the house as their children, never allowed him to look down upon them, to take advantage, to scold them, to think that we are better. Anytime, forced him to ask for forgiveness. And then spend money on them. He said those things, what a man he became. Juma's mort he got. And he told when Juma, prepared for Juma, bath, everything. He said, give me the Quran Sharif, I want to read Surah Kahf. But it happened sometimes, they gave him Surah Yasin. And he was reading Surah Yasin. Now those were also his last moments. And he wasn't like, it wasn't registering. When he came to Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim, he breathed at his last. So this is to spend money in the path of Allah, and then our children to guide them. Today we want to give them the best education, we give them the worst education. Send them to missionary schools, send them to schools where they are taught that their parents are monkeys, that their big bang took place and things came perfectly. Whether it was Chinese people or Arab people, European or African people, all the eyes came perfect on their places. The nose had a big bang, and after a big bang, the ears on their place, everything was right. Where the world knows that with a small bang, things break and are smashed to smithereens. But that is what we're sending them. And what is a school where the father pays and the children play? That is what a school is. And who is a nurse that when you're in your deep sleep, she wakes you up to give you sleeping tablets. That you must sleep now. So just the whole what a concoction is there. But we have fallen prey for it. Hook, line and sinker. And we're thinking we're smart also because we're in line with them. We are out of line of sunnah. Out of line of who is our Rabb. and we are thinking we are very clever, and we are proud about that also. So the second is those who guide their children to righteousness. Today our children, their dressing, their taste, their cell phones, small children, how they are addicted to the phone. And so the second, check our heart, whether I have that concern of making my children, put them on the right line. What effort am I making? Result is not in our hands. Result is in the hands of Allah. But am I making some effort? At least if we got some problem, read, before we finish our namaz, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa zurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'al lil muttaqina imama. It's very, very important to be concerned about my wife, the wife about the husband. What effort am I making? Wife will demand, you must buy me this shoes, buy me that dress. But about namaz, about deen, no concern whatsoever. So the second check our heart, that how much are we trying to guide? Are we guiding our children to right, our family to righteousness? The third tafsir, الذي لا يكون في قلبه الأقائد الباطلة. He hasn't got any wrong belief in his heart. He hasn't got anything, any wrong belief. And there are people who believe that Shaitan is also a god. He is the god of evil. And Allah is the god of good. Allah wants you to do good, Shaitan makes you bad. Shaitan is not a god. He is a creation of Allah. He is fully under the control of Allah. As a test for us in the planning of Allah, Allah made it that He will encourage us and tell us, whisper in our ears, to do all the wrong. So we have to check in many things. And today is a very serious with the interfaith things, with the LGBT. How many people have got wrong beliefs in their hearts? And if you got one wrong belief, then everything is destroyed. And it's not that you have died on kufr only. We just take it, well, he has died on kufr. It means the fire of Jahannam. It means the snakes and the dragons in the qabr. It means on the day of Qiyamah, punishment, humiliation. And what punishment in Jahannam after that. It's not just a small matter. The third, to check our hearts, let us see that Alladhi لا يكون في قلبه غلبة الشهوات التي تؤدي إلى الحرام. There mustn't be excessive lust in your heart that leads you to do haram. So what see the balance of the mufassirin, that you must have desire and lust, otherwise you won't marry. And if you marry, and if you are just you already deep frozen from the start, and the wife will also apply for the marriage to be cancelled. She wants her talaq. So you must have, but not so much that you go and commit haram. So much that you will fulfill the rights of your wife. You will be the means by Allah's command to bring children in the world, Muslim children, pious, righteous children, but not that you go to haram. Ask ourselves, how much of haram has overtaken our hearts? Good people. And from the mails that we get, emails, that pious people, ulama, and if you see them, the world will say, never, he can't be doing this haram. But they're admitting it themselves. How much of that is in our heart? How much of treatment? But we're not taking any treatment. We are recognizing some few people recognize what the condition, but yet we don't take the treatment. We need ICU treatment. We need to go immediately to correct our heart. And then the fifth one is for the very special people of Allah. Alladhi la yakunu fi qalbihi siwa Allah. There isn't in their heart anything besides Allah Ta'ala. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidane hu. My heart is an open field. Tu hi tu ho. Tu hi tu ho. Tu hi tu. Nothing and nobody in my heart besides Allah. Khair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar. My eyes are completely away from everything besides you. Tu hi tu aaye nazar. Dekhu jidar. Wherever I see, O Allah, I only see you. All the time, you are in my thoughts, you are in my actions, you are in my words, you are in my motions. It's only me and it's only you. You are every. That is those people who have reached that stage. So check our hearts on that basis. And according to the hadith, Our eyes, each one of us think, when last did my eyes fill with tears? Just filled, even tear drop didn't come out, but just my eyes filled up with tears. And when did some tears flow from my eyes? If not, the reason for that is qaswatul qulub. The hearts are gone hard. Hearts become hard. And if the diagnosis that my eyes didn't shed tears, or when, or only sometime when I did, I don't know. I didn't shed tears, it's a proof my heart is gone hard. And now for the heart to become soft, there are treatment for that. And that is to think about maut. If a person thinks about maut, his heart will become soft. Today we don't want to. Good people say, don't talk about maut. Nobody is dying now. Don't spoil the fun. Don't spoil the party and you're talking about death. Whereas on the hadith it comes, if you remember maut 27 times, 25 times, you get the sawab of a shaheed. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, his khanqa, there was a frame. And a frame is not to beautify the wall. And a frame is not there to give a lesson to the wall. In our wuzu khanas, we got the duas written. But ask ourselves, do I read the dua? Or is the dua for that wuzu khana? The wall there on what it is hung, that must read. In my house, I got Ayatul Kursi. I got Asmaul Husna. Whenever did I read Asmaul Husna? Do I read Ayatul Kursi? The reason of that is to remind us. Otherwise, it is also 100% copying the West. They got frames on their walls, we got frames. We won't put their kind frames, all the wrong things. We'll put frames with Ayatul Kursi. With Asmaul Husna. But what effect has it got on us? So anyway, the Khanqah of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, there was a frame. That on this frame was written, Maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai. It is compulsory to think of maut all the time. Maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai, ke har aan rahe. All the time you should be think of your maut. Ye kehti hai qaza, your taqdeer. Malakul maut says, jo bashar aata hai dunya mein, whoever comes in this world, may bhi peeche chali aati ho. I am just behind you. Your warrant of arrest has been issued already. And the time when I must take you, the place I must take you, the condition in which I must take you is written. On that specific moment, I will take you. Now if any person knows, as we are sitting here, I may be from a far off place, but I find out by phone today, a message comes, there is a warrant of arrest out for you. Will you be able to sit in the same condition? It's just a policeman who's going to come. And the most he'll handcuff you. He'll put you in the back of the police van. Maybe with a dog with you in that police van. And that's all. But Malakul Maut is after you. And when Malakul Maut comes to a person who hasn't, his heart is not in order, Ibrahim alayhi salam, who promised, who was sure, it won't affect me, he fainted. He couldn't take it. So that warrant of arrest is on each one of us. And what is our condition? And if Malakul Maut has to come in that condition, that even Ibrahim alayhi salam, a strong man, how he fought his people, how he fought idol worship, but when he saw Malakul Maut in that condition, and he thought that, he said, I want to say, he couldn't tell, what will be our condition? What, who are we playing? What, who are we fooling around? And who do we think we are fooling? Maut is a reality, but for us it is nothing. And we just say, that person has passed away, that person is now dead, finished, we go Qabristan, all the people, what's happening there inside? Do we ever think, I know my family people, I know my friends, I knew what they were involved, if they are not forgiven, what's happening in the Qabr? Once we were coming out of the Qabristan, when I was in Germiston, with my Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallusab, and where the Muslim section was a bit inside, and we had to pass all the other sections, where the Christians, Jews, and there, those days, there, the Qabristan also spick and span, and with all how it's built up in there. So he says, don't be fooled with this, what you're seeing on top. What is happening under is a different story completely. So with our people, with me myself, when I'm going in my qabr, what's going to be there? Are there going to be gardens of roses and flowers, or are the flames of Jahannam going to be there? So that we have to be concerned about. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, this is what he was concerned. So our heart, our eyes, if no tears are coming, it's a sign of the heart being hard. And the heart being hard, why did it become hard? Nisyanul maut. We don't think of maut. And why don't we think of maut? That tule amal. All that my things, I have to make, build this house, I must get that property, I must go for this holiday, I must go for this. All this long, long planning we got. That's why I don't want to think of maut. Maut will spoil, make it sour and bitter, everything. So just cut out maut, just this dunya. And why is the tulul amal? Hubbud dunya, the love of dunya. And why is the love of dunya? And love of dunya, ra'su kulli khatiyah. Every guna, the love of dunya is the cause of it. So we have to check our hearts on that also. How hard they have gone. And the solution, to think of maut. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written, take out time every day, a few minutes, 1 minute, 2 minutes, and think, now I'm dead. I'm now, they are busy putting my kafan on. I'm in my qabr. Munkar nakir have come. Mar rabbuka. Have I got my answer ready? Ma deenuka. What was your life? Not what I know. In the Quran Sharif, na'ma ajrul amilin. Many happy students make the mistake. Alimin. Those who know. And until the ustad doesn't give one day one good slap, then he doesn't tell that. And after that, forever now he reads na'ma ajrul. Jazam bima kanu ya'alamun. Not what the reward won't be what they knew. Bima kanu ya'malun. So that is there. What? So we think of that more. So that is the second. Think of the heart if it's gone hard. If the heart is gone black, it can be a black person, but his heart is white. Everyone's heart can come. Kullu mauludin yuladu alal fitra. We came with a pure, clean white. If a person, Juma, he was clean clothes. He's a motor mechanic. And with that clothes, he starts working on the car. Grease, oil, etc. It gets all black marked. By Saturday, Sunday, he's working also. The black clothes are gone. Another spot comes. That he knows. Now he doesn't notice it is. It's gone black. It's gone dirty. Our hearts, we commit gunas. Do we feel? Do we chonke? Do we, oh, I made a guna. We ever feel like that? And how many gunas we are committing? When we go driving on the road, billboards we are watching. And our eyes are, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, don't look at the other car when you're the driver, so you don't bump it. But don't look at the driver of the car. But we have to see, we see the driver. Who's the driver? And our Shaykh should say, nobody has made you a research officer to see how many females are drivers. That you have to take a record, that you have to report how many females are drivers, and how many are old ladies who are drivers, and how many are young ladies, how many are beautiful, and how many are ugly. You know, research officer. Your work is not to look at the driver. That's nothing to do. You watch that car, don't watch the driver. So, what is our condition? So, the heart, that the gunas we are committing. With the wife, when anger is let loose, we even make toba after that. We won't ask to maafi from the wife. We won't ask maafi from Allah Ta'ala. Why is it I can't tell my wife, please do this? I can command her, do this. Why didn't you? But please, I can't say. Why can't I ever tell her, thank you, Jazakallah? Think of us as husbands here. When did I tell my wife, Jazakallah? Is she my slave? Is she my maid? She's my wife. It's her favor she's doing. It's not her duty to cook for me. But the lump of pride which is in the throat won't allow please to come out. Won't allow thank you to come out. Jazakallah. So how much we have to correct her? Our hearts are gone dirty, black. Now to clean them, Allah gave us the solution. Just make tawbah, istighfar. Start with just the words of it. Astaghfirullah. And first is istighfar and tawbah. Istighfar is that we realize and admit at least to yourself. If you don't want to admit to your wife, you don't want to admit to your friend, but to yourself, I'm wrong. Until we don't get humility in us, tawadu, we won't accept our fault. Every time we, even in ourselves, we justify ourselves. We'll do all the wrong things and I was right. I shouldn't be asking, they should be asking for forgiveness. How many people are doing the worst wrong things and they don't accept they are wrong? And they want the opposite party, the opposite spouse, they must come and ask for maafi. So until a person doesn't realize, main sarapa khata hu, I'm a bag, or whole bag full of gunas. I'm rotten, I'm evil. Till a person doesn't realize that I'm the worst presently in all the Muslims in the world, that person has got pride in him. Till I don't realize, as far as mort is concerned, I'm worse than kafirs also. I'm worse than animals also. And we don't admit this, because today we got iman. Better, of course, iman is far superior than kufr. But who gave us guarantee my mort is going to come on iman? And that kafir, and how many kafirs, how many, right last moment they accept Islam and they pass away. And for animals, no jahannam for animals. So they don't have to worry about that. But what is my condition? So if my heart is gone hard, the remembrance of mort will soften it. And if we take this, and if it is just a whole big talk show here, that we're just blowing hot air wind, and we went Islahi Jalsa, but we don't bring it into our lives, it's nothing. And if the heart is gone black, to whiten it, tawbah and istighfar. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, her heart gets rusted, like iron gets rusted. And when iron rusts, then we know on the ships, continuously, day and night, they are painting the ship. Because the sea water, the rust that comes on there, they have to paint it all the time. So our hearts, how much are we taking off the rust? And what is the solution of taking out the rust? Tilawat of Quran Sharif. We are sitting here, mashallah, so many of us here, so many huffaz. Each one asks, how much Quran Sharif do I read a day? Every day do I read my Quran? Very, very few. It's a very, very sad case. So sad. And the Quran Sharif will lay a charge against us. It will never be, it will be upheld fully by Allah Ta'ala. And when the charge of the Quran Sharif will be laid against us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Oh Allah, my people, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my ummah, they ignored the Quran. How many of us are reading? We are about in the middle of the year between last Ramzan and the coming Ramzan, just about the middle. So that means our tilawat, reading every day, the minimum, should be that we are in 15 supara. Any one of us who are in 15 supara, there are others who are reading their 3 suparas, inshallah. 1 supara a day. But generally, who of us are there? We do Ramzan. And Ramzan, most of us, unfortunately, I hope I'm wrong, must be proved wrong, we don't make one khatam in Ramzan also. Many of us. Though we are regarded as pious people. And so, tilawat of Quran will remove the dust. The Quran said that with another test of the heart, it's full of ghaflat, unmindfulness. Who of us thinks of mort, of akhirat, good akhlaq, of I've got jealousy in me, I've got pride in me, I've got doing things for name and fame, doing things for love of dunya, all that I've got, to remove all that, what must I do? It is there in the heart. Our hearts are filled with all that. Now how to remove that ghaflat? I don't think of Allah. My namaz is in ghaflat. The remedy is zikr. But my zikr is in ghaflat. When ulama hi bigar jai, to kaun ab mamla ko sudhare. The ulama were the persons who were responsible to correct the ummah. When they have gone wrong, now who's going to? Jab namak hi bigar jai. Salt is there to keep things properly. Like Qurbani skin, we put salt in it. So it doesn't go off, it doesn't go bad. Salt, but if the salt is gone bad, now what's going to keep things right? So our zikr, which was to make us right, but our zikr is with ghaflat. We are ghafil of zikr, we don't make zikr. And if we do make zikr, also we're not thinking of Allah. We're not thinking about what we are supposed to. We're thinking all about other things. So then when that is the case, so what will make that when our hearts are so ghafil, the remedy for the ghaflat is dhikr, remembrance. And not just verbal zikr, but that you think of Allah. You think of that promise you made, Alastu bi Rabbikum, that Allah, you are my everything, and I'm only for you, and I have to return to Allah. Then the heart, that ghaflat will go away. The heart, hardness of the heart, which 100% we are guilty of. Our hearts are hard. Our hearts are black. Our hearts are rusting, or rusted already. And our hearts are full of ghaflat. This is what we have to do. So, Nabi Ali in the tafsir of Durre Mansur, Allama Suyuti Rahmatullah Ali has quoted a narration. This ayat which I read, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, Allah is still telling the people of Makkah Sharif, that's the occasion of the revelation of this ayat. أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, why don't they travel on the earth? And for what? Not for adventure, not for holidays, not for resorts, not for anything else. Why? فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهِ, they take lessons. And their hearts become such that فَتَكُونُ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا, hearts that will have aqal. Their hearts will now be living hearts. This is for that reason. وَآذَانُ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, and they can have ears which will hear. Today we don't hear. How many times you say about dunya matters, our children, you can't hear what I'm telling, the teacher telling the student. Open your ears, listen, you can't hear. So ears that can take lesson. تَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا وَآذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارُ, it's not the eyes of the head that are gone blind. For that we can see all our dunya's matters. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ, the hearts which are in the bosom, in the inside, they are blind. So in the Durre Mansur, the riwayat is, Allah told Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, make shoes of iron. And take your walking stick, make it of iron, and walk in the world to learn lessons until that stick gets worn out. And your shoes made of iron get worn out. In other words, make an effort, a great effort, to take lessons of my deen, my akhirat. Take lessons, but we don't take any lessons. We don't pay any attention whatsoever. Just this dunya is overwhelming us. Our cell phone, we are gone drowned in the cell phone. It's everything for us. Our small dunya that we have made, so small, not even a bubble, this dunya of ours. We thinking it is everything. And we don't worry about the vast akhirat. Qabr, Jannat also, Jahannam also, so vast, we not worry. The real reality is there, but we're not concerned about that. So we should take lesson from all this. But there's the end in here is that we should take lesson from the things of the every day. We're seeing people passing away. We're hearing about young people, how much they had aspirations of dunya. Young mother, young father, he was busy in the midst of his empire that he was building. Suddenly he's gone. Everything is left behind. What has he got in his qabr? What's happening to him in the qabr? So that is what we have to do, to get this lesson, that we can have a heart that has got brains in it, takes lessons. Otherwise our hearts are just like hearts, nothing in them. And our ears, we didn't take any lessons. One husband told, wife told the husband, that you, whatever I tell you bring bread, bring milk. I forgot all the time. Whatever I tell you goes in one ear, it comes out from the other ear. He says, and you, whatever I tell you, it goes in one ear, it comes out from your mouth. Then you start swearing and shouting. And so that is our condition. It has to go into the brain. And from the brain, it must go into the heart. One hand span it is. But that we don't do. At the most, we just leave it in the brain. We become an alim, we do Bukhari 6-7 years, we do Hifz 3 years, we do Dur 1 year, we do Tajweed 2 years, but we don't bring it into the heart. All it is on the tongue, or it is in the eyes or the ears, and most it goes to the brain. But to bring it in the heart, wa husrila ma fi sudur, it doesn't come anywhere, husrila ma fi uqul. وَغُسِّلَ مَا عَلَى الْأَلْسِنَةِ, what's on the tongue, What will be taken out, it will be what is in the heart. That will be what will be checked. So we have to check our heart. And in the Durre Mansur's riwayat, as we have got two eyes here, the heart has also got two eyes. But our heart, the spiritual heart, is blind. So go for treatment. Get the eyes open now. Just eyes, we are worried. Little bit something in the morning, I woke up, I'm not seeing, oh, what's wrong? What's my eyes like? I'm a big worry. It's a big problem. It's only the eyes of this dunya. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he lost his eyesight also in his old age. People, his friends told him, go for treatment. He says, I didn't want to see the dunya. Now Allah made it that I can't see, so I'm happy about it. But we, our eyes, how will we worry? But the eyes of the heart, we're not worried. And almost surely I can say, almost all of us, 100%, the eyes of the heart are blind. But we're not worried about it at all. Not thinking also, we know, we don't want to admit also. A person who's in denial, a drug addict, any person, how can he ever be helped? We are in denial that our hearts are blind. The ears of our hearts are also deaf. We hear bayan, we are summun, bukmun, umyun, fahum la ya'qilun. We just hear, but nothing, no effect on us. Now we will get up, perhaps if there are some snacks or something, or we sit with our friends, and everything will be forgotten. If we go to doctor's surgery, and he diagnosed us, and he took us for angiogram, he told us two arteries are blocked, it's on our head all the time. And we are so worried. Now we are making phone calls, make dua. My two arteries, my heart is gone black. It's gone hard. It's rusting. But no worry. The real heart. The spiritual heart. But no worry. And we don't take anything to note. Until that does not happen. And it doesn't need a lot of people to heart. Few people. One man, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came with qalbi salim. He put the whole world right. And for how long? But when that the people now gave it up, and now we're not worried about the heart of the ruh, and we just worried of dunya, this is the Muslim. And we must forget, we can swear the Jews from morning till night, make baddua for them, but we living their life. We cherishing all their things, forget it, write it off, we can ever have. We as the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, following in the ways of the kuffar, and we promoting their ways. And in our homes, paddle tennis, peak thing for all of us. It's not a Muslim tariqa. The ways of the kuffar, all this. All the entertainment, their sports, their outing. And we are promoting it. And yet we are good Muslims just because I got a mama, I got kurta, I got a beard. Those are not the things. Allama Iqbal, he said that Muslims in the josh of Iman, they build the masjid in one night. But they couldn't, whole life they couldn't become namazis. Outward namazis. And then the reality of namaz is something else completely. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that the eyes of our heart open. A person will come on the day of Qiyamah and he will say, Rabbi, lima hashartani a'ma. Ya Allah, why did you raise me up as a blind person? Waqad kuntu basira. I was a person, a seeing person. I had eyes, I could see. Why you raised me up blind? The eyes of the heart were blind. قال كذلك أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها. Our ayat, this whole bayan, for me, I'm making the bayan and I don't take lesson. We take the bayan nodding our heads, it's right, but we don't nothing. After the same square one, not one thought of the bayan, not one thought of care. We go to doctor's surgery, he tells you, I want you to go and do these tests. I want you must get this medicine, this you must do. We come out of doctor surgery waiting room, we meet our old school friend. Hi buddy, how are you? And we forget now I must go for other tests and I must go and get this medicine. And we do nothing. That's our condition. How many bayans we hear? After the bayan, anything. We go home, when we go home from doctor surgery, straight we go and tell the wife. She asks, what did doctor say? What's the condition? And we say, this happened, this, I think we have to do this. We haven't got money, we'll organize something. But you must go for a treatment. You must go for this. But yeah, we will go home, and if the women are listening on live streaming, still, they won't talk to us, we won't talk. That's entertainment. We went there, or we went Khanqa, and we went Islai Jalsa. Alhamdulillah, we got so much sawab. Oh, they said when all the people gather in the house of Allah, then you get some malaika come there. Oh, we got lots of we all right. We don't need any treatment whatsoever. Till this condition doesn't go from me, from you. It's not from him and she. It's not from anyone and everyone. It is me. I'm the problem. I must sort out my things. So this is what we have to do. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَعْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come for the people, believing people, that their hearts melt in the remembrance of Allah? When Fuzail ibn Iyaz heard this, and he was a highway robber, and one young boy read this, he made tawbah of his whole life. Where death has to strike us. And وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Quran Sharif, when we read one ayat should change lives of nations, it should change. But the Quran Sharif is unfortunately like a dead kitab. It's a living kitab. We are dead. Our hearts are dead. Our eyes are dead. Our ears are dead. We don't take any lesson. When Quran Sharif, why did Allah keep tilawat of Quran in namaz? Every smallest surah will asr. Inna atayna should turn our hearts upside down. And when the other surahs are read, what things beautiful. Hey, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Umar should read Quran Sharif, up to all the serfs, everyone was crying. But we read Quran and we want to hear also that melodious sound, sweet sound, which entertains us only. But that we change our heart, that we are not. Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali say, make your imams those people that the fear of Allah is in their voice, not the melodious sounds that they read with. But if a man has got like a woman's voice, then he's a top imam, he's a top qari, because that is what makes us happy to hear the female voice. Now a man got it, so he judges according to Sharia. But we are not listening to take lesson. We are taking just to fulfill our nafs, our desires. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us the short time of our life. It's just a bubble and it bursts any time. That is the time when it will burst, we will realize I was a bubble. All my properties, all my investments, all what I was seeing was nothing, not even a dream. Nothing whatsoever it was. And now I'm there for reality and no return. I can't even just reverse 1 millimeter. I just have to be there and I'm going to be there ila yawmi yub'athun till the day of Qiyamah. Allah make me take a lesson and let us come right. Whoever will do, man ahsa, in ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. If you will do good, it's only for you that you're doing the good. Nobody else. Others will also be, but for you. وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَدَهَا. And if you don't want to listen, you'll suffer the consequences. You can't have damaged Allah's position in any way whatsoever. You can't further and increase Allah's position in any way whatsoever. You are not here for the community, you are here for yourself. And everyone think of ourselves and we correct ourselves on the true things, then inshallah, hopefully, we will see such life. Islam is that power, is that force, that nobody can block it. Nobody can, no power, all the power in the world together, and it cannot block Islam. But Islam is not in our lives. The Tatars came and they conquered the Muslims. And when Islam came in the lives of the Muslims, they conquered the Tatars. And they became Muslims. Islam is not in our lives. And so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to wake up. And then change our lives. So inshallah, tomorrow morning will be also program. Tomorrow, the last few programs. Let us make a determination tonight. Let us try and get up for tahajjud. Make 2 rakats before we go and sleep. Or we get up and we turn to Allah. Open my black heart. Make it shine. Open my hard heart. Soften it, O Allah. My heart that is rusted, open it, O Allah. Take out all the rust from there. And my heart that is filled with ghaflat and unmindfulness, let it become conscious of what is around. We just put on our car and immediately we see, be conscious of your surroundings. So we must be how much more conscious of our surroundings. Shaitan is all the time around us. Nafs, our nafs is inside enemy. And we not, who of us thinks that Shaitan is my enemy? Nafs is my enemy. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.